bring DJs from different shows together? Well, wonder no more. Listen to Active FM Live.
Welcome, welcome to the Active FM Live.
Active FM Live.
Yeah, this is your boy DJ Cave, and right beside me is...
The Bluesman. Not DJ Bluesman, The Bluesman.
The Bluesman.
The Bluesman. That one there is for DJ Stones. It's not
DJ
The Bluesman. It's The Bluesman.
Yeah, by the way, on one of our shows, that's where we named DJ The Bluesman, you know, because, we think that's, a cool name for you.
Hey, enough about your shows, man. Tell me, Tell me something. Random. What is it you do on your spare time?
What is it that I do on my spare time? Sure. It's interesting. It depends on the time of the day.
On a Saturday.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I watch movies on a Saturday.
What movies do you watch?
It depends. I'm more of a comedy type of guy.
Do you watch the movie show?
The movie show, no.
Well, listen to them.
I do listen to it here and there, but not listen to the entire show. I hear parts of it.
So tell me, what's your embarrassing moments? What did you do that's super embarrassing?
I don't want to talk about my embarrassing
moments. No, trust me, you want to talk about it.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Let me break the ice. So everyone knows I'm not a dancer. And in fact, everyone knows I'm the best dancer.
Yeah. That's how good his dancing is, guys. That's how good his dancing is.
I wanted to say break dancer, but it didn't come out.
Yeah.
It didn't come out. So, there was a time we used to go to a gym. Well, there's a gym that all my friends and I built up. And then we decided to... Well, my friend was very good at dancing. So, we decided to create a dance kind of crew thingy thing.
Yeah.
And it was hectic because I was the only one who couldn't dance. But none of my friends told me that I can't dance. And it was used... I don't know if anyone knows of the term skotane.
I'm not sure. I think we might want to explain that for our international listeners.
Okay.
As for the people here in SA, most of us, not all of us, but most of us know what skotane is.
The people out SA, I got you. So skotane is basically a show-off kind of person. So they have something, they break it because it's expensive. They're showing off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically it. It's very stupid stuff they do.
Very stupid, but, idiotic.
Skotane killed the mic. That's how insane it is. That's how insane. So what they do is basically get something expensive, and then with that expensive thing, they basically, for example, Ultramel. So they take Ultramel. While they're drinking Ultramel, they spill it on the floor to show people, you know what, we got this, we're the best. And that's how they show off with expensive things they like showing off with. So with the skotane era, I decided to, you know what, I'm not a dancer, so I decided to do all those weird dance moves that they were doing. And it was interesting, you know? And I was finished because obviously there's this other dance that, guys, please do not screen record. Please do not remind me of this. But they used to do weird stuff. Things like, I don't know, I don't understand. But I used to do that. I don't know how I did it at the time, but I did it. And people, you know, when someone, you can see, they don't want to laugh at you, but they're telling you, no, man. You need to stop, quit or something, quit. So, that was basically me. And I had a best friend. And he was good at everything, and I wasn't good at anything. Okay, I was good at... The only thing I was good at was music. But he used to do a lot of it. So, my embarrassing moment was... I was in primary at the time. And basically, we were dancing. And I decided, you know what? You know, in primary, you know when there's a fight, they open up a circle for you. Yes, Timmy, they opened up the circle for me. Well, not for me specifically, but there was a circle already open. And I decided to... I was standing here, then I jumped over to this side and started dancing there. Yeah. I mean, the circle was here, and I started hoeing my stuff. For the international hoe, it means I was doing it, man. I was getting lit, man. I thought I was the best in the world. And then I was actually Mr. Valentine's Day on that day. So what happened... What happened was I was even on the newspapers for Mr. Valentine's Day. So what happened was we had to join a competition of dancing, not really dancing, but obviously modeling throughout the school stage. And I decided to join this competition and I couldn't dance. Now everyone, all my friends are walking through, they're screaming, everyone, all the girls, all the guys, you know how it is. So they scream for all my friends, and that's my turn. Well, it was a chick first who went on. I mean, a darling first went on, and then it was my turn. So everyone was screaming for her, and then I go on, And then I was very shy. So I'm looking around like, no one's screaming. So silent. So I decided to do a dance move that I'm going to do for you now. Or should I? I don't know if I should. But it was, yo, can't remember it. So it was something. Oh, I do remember it now. So what happened was, guys, please don't screen record. Please don't. So I basically did. It was in front of.
Okay, yeah. So DJ Cave is back. Apologies for that weird moment. We just wanted to see how, you know, DJ the Bluesman does.
Yeah. I was about to show them the dance move I did in front of everyone.
See, that's the thing. We can't allow you to see DJ the Bluesman's dance move because, yeah, we'll break the internet.
Ooh,
but
that's heavy. That's heavy.
We're gonna go viral, you know, in a good way, not in a bad way. But anyway, yeah. So we are back.
No, you back. I was doing it. They were interested. They wanted me to do my.
Whoa. Okay. I see the Bluesman insist on showing you his dance move. So why don't you go ahead?
Okay. So you just stand there.
Yeah.
And the whole school was there. You're the first person. Then everyone was screaming for you. Then I come up on the stage. I'm on the stage now. Now I'm on the stage and it's silent. Thinking, why is no one screaming for me? It's silent. So I'm thinking, okay, they're not screaming for me. I might as well do a dance move. Now, I can't dance, but I decided, let me do a dance move. So this is the dance move. But let me just. Okay, wait. Okay, whoa. I need to think this through. Oh, yes, I remember it now. I remember it. So I don't know if you know it, but I think I do it the best. I think you a dancer.
Yes. Not gonna say
okay.
Anything.
So I did this dance move, but the way I did it, I just saw legs everywhere, man. And my friends laughed like loud, but everyone was silent. I'm thinking, what must I do? So I ran off the stage, and then I went back to my friends. They were laughing at me. I was acting cool, so I was like, you know what? I was brave to do it. None of you guys would have done that. I was acting cool, but meanwhile inside, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
But anyways, and then they announced who's Mr. Valentine. They announced Mr. Vice Valentine thingy. This other guy from an Afrikaans class came on. And then they said, Mr. Valentine is me.
Whoa.
Look here. I was looking everywhere. I'm like, <"Up me." laughs> I walked up with a big head. I was walking and then I tripped over the stairs.
Oh.
So the moral of the story, don't have a big head.
Yeah, so you had like one of those movies since you were in the moment. And then... Yeah, but I got a similar story, but my one is not like an embarrassing moment. It was like awkward for me because like there was this one time we were in ninth grade. Yeah, that was back when I was in high school, junior high school. And, you know, so we had this like project that we had to do and it was for like art class. So we had to like dance basically. So you can come up with whatever dance you want to come up with, whatever genre, that didn't matter. The point is you had to dance and do it good, obviously. Yeah. And to get it for good marks, if I can say that way. So like we're doing a whole project and then we divided so everyone was doing their own thing. We had a crew of like a bunch of guys and we divided ourselves into two, but we were one crew. And the point of it, we had one side. So on one side we had the hip hop guys and then on the other side we had the Skotanis, like, you know, the Bluesman just told you about like the Skotanis, you know. So the only thing is that we didn't like burn, you know, expensive clothes and waste food and stuff. You know, that's we're not doing that. We're in school. I mean, we're supposed to be decent kids. But anyway, so we had the Skotanis, you know, they were doing their thing. So we're practicing. This was in the practice zone. So we're doing our thing there. The Skotanis were dancing and everything. And I was like that shy guy. Like I was just like watching everything. So eventually everyone has danced. Now it's there for me to like come up with something. And I'm like so awkward. I'm like so shy and I don't know what to do. And they're like, Glory, it's your chance. It's your turn to dance. And I'm like, guys, I can't do this. I'm not doing anything. I was like so nervous. But then in that moment, I was like, if I don't do something, something's going to happen. And these guys are not letting go of me.
Yeah.
So eventually I start popping my moves. I start doing a whole bunch of crazy things. And before you know it, these guys are like screaming out of their minds. Like, oh, because like they didn't expect, like, where did I come from? Even myself, I didn't expect it.
But it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. So obviously, when I think back, it came from a series of, you know, stuff that I like music that I listen to, the videos that I'd watch and all that. So basically, I'd like to dance, but I'll do it in my private time. But I didn't think like I was that good. I just knew that, okay, these are just a couple of moves that I can do. So it was like a crazy moment.
Only if my stories landed up like you, where you just
That was just part of the few. So it's like, it was just, So that was like epic. It was like crazy because like I was doing this whole type of like cramping thing because that was like back in like
cramp.
Think, yeah, not completely. Like I was waving and everything. Yeah. So it was like a whole combo.
But so don't you wanna do it for us?
No, I'm not. I don't want. I don't like, you know, like, yeah, sometimes I get a bit, you know, conscious about my dancing, even though I know it's not bad. But
so
yeah.
Interesting topic for the people to comment.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should. No. You need to comment yes or no whether you want Glory to dance or not.
No. You cannot comment. And if you do comment, your comment should be no because I'm not dancing anyway. Yes.
So I know you play drums. Is there anything else you're interested in?
Yeah, I play drums. I've mentioned once on one of the Facebook lives that I like, you know, I'm into music like as a whole. So wanting to learn music production and all that kind of stuff. So there's drums, there's that. I'm also a very sporty person. I haven't like played any sports recently, especially now during the quarantine. I've just been busy. But yeah. What else? Yo, there's a lot of things. I can't think of everything on the go, but yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I just like to sit down.
Yeah.
Get a guitar.
You know.
And play the blues.
I don't know, like you guys might not have noticed, but when you look at the blues, man, I mean like already, like for us that you know, this guy's like a very creative guy. But at the same time, like if you know him, like this guy does a lot of stuff. He's downplaying it, but this man is super talented. So
what do you mean downplaying it?
No, I mean like as in people have this tendency of seeing just a person by their appearance and then
okay.
So like
I'm talented in sleeping, eh?
Yeah, I don't think wanna talk about that talent because sure, I have stories and stories and stories.
I actually have a story. There's a time I walk into the office where Claudie works, where DJ Cave.
No,
works.
Man. Come on.
And
you see already. There's a story.
So I walk in and I walked out. But I click now. I'm thinking, no, man. Something's happening in there. I went back inside and look. It's gone. But he's looking at the screen. But it's gone. I don't understand. Like he's looking at it, but it's gone. Yeah, and I'm so sorry, man. Yeah.
Guys, by the way, please prepare for my burial after this. yes, because I might not exist. And yeah, that's all I can say. So.
And my last words to you is, I actually wish I was taller.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now people call me Short Musa.
No, you're actually not short compared to most. Ah. I mean,
did you hear that?
You're like, yeah. I don't know. Did you get that name when you were younger or something?
No. Okay. Just you're making me.
Yeah.
So when I was younger, I had a name.
Yeah. Now, you see, I don't know what's going on with the blues band, but yeah.
This was the name. So basically, I was very short.
Yeah.
But I used to be a goalkeeper.
Yeah. Oh.
But okay. I used to be able to jump that high.
Yeah.
And I used to be able to react quick.
Yeah.
And I was doing MMA, but I was short.
Yeah.
So they used to. My other name is Emmanuel.
Yeah.
So there's another guy at the school. His name was Emmanuel too.
Yeah.
And he was very. I can't say he was very thick-skinned.
Yeah.
He was big.
Yeah. He was bulky.
Yeah. Well, bulky. Yeah. He was very bulky. And his name was also Emmanuel. So it was, they called him Biggie. And guess what they called me?
What?
Smally. Yeah, so, and I have actually have three names. My mom used to call me a certain name.
Yeah.
Because I used to have, I never used to like playing with cars. I used to like playing.
Don't tell me you used to like playing with dolls.
I liked Hello Kitty.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I think this just turned into another show. You know, just highlighting back to one of the previous lives, I think it was like about a few weeks ago, where DJ Aqua told DJ Stones to come in a tutu. I think we should have actually.
No. That's why you're getting it wrong. Now.
No, I think, yeah, you used to play with tutus also when you were.
No.
I used to dress up the dolls and stuff like that.
And Hello Kitty and. Yeah, the other one is worse. I'll just Bobby. Know Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
And there was a name they used to give me. Well, my grand sometimes still call me the name.
Yeah.
But, yo, Why did I start this conversation?
Well,
yeah. So yeah. Just you need to comment what name you think is the name. Yeah.
It's Barbie, guys. It's
Barbie. Nah, that's not. I actually liked Barbie. That was the embarrassing.
Yeah.
But I never used to like playing with cars. My sister and I used to always play with the Barbies and the dolls. And I used always used to obviously
you know, I think the guy. I think we'd be lying if we said that all of us, like, as guys, we've never played with dolls before.
You see?
I think some people might say they haven't played with dolls, but they'll be lying. It's not like, I won't say, like, for me, it wasn't a thing that I would play with dolls. But let's say, for example, I had cousins. Like, maybe you visit one of your girl cousins.
Yeah.
And they have, you know, these whole Barbie Playhouse collections and stuff. And they happen to have, like, you know, that guy doll. I don't know what's
the name. Yes. Th- you see, that's the thing.
Even so then we used to play together. But then, apart from that, it wasn't a thing. Like, you know.
Nah, man. Even when we were playing with teddies, I used to always be a teddy named Scruffy. And yeah. My first dog's name was Scruffy.
Okay.
So I named my dog after my teddy. So that's cool. I till this day, no guy will tell me this is wrong.
Yeah.
Till to this day, I sleep with the teddy bear.
Okay, interesting.
That's not wrong. Is that wrong?
Why do you sleep with the teddy bear though?
It's comfortable, man. It's like you have sweet dreams. You know when you put sweets under your pillow to have sweet dreams?
What?
You put the teddy with you to like sleep well, have a good sleep, you know?
Because okay.
I used to be afraid of the dark. Like, yo, I used to run away from the
dark. Do you know what you need for, like, the perfect sleep?
What?
You need a bed, a good pillow, and a blanket. Not a teddy, bro. Not a teddy.
There's something wrong with you, DJ.
For real, bro. Like, leave the teddies for the kids and the ladies, bro. Like, nah. That's just, like, a bit weird, bro.
As I said, none of you guys will remind me of this conversation. Right. What happens on the Facebook live stream stays on the Facebook live stream.
You know what happens on the internet stays on the internet. So, like, it's going to be, like, all over.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, it's bad for you, my man. It's bad for you.
So. Since you did music, man.
Yeah.
You also did some few bars there, man.
No, man.
I'll even.
I'm still up and coming. Like, freestyling has never been my thing because, like.
No, you see rapping now.
You see. No, freestyling is not my thing because, yes, I'm still an upcoming rapper. Still learning how to drop bars, not talking Kit Kat. No. Yeah. But for real though, like, I don't know, maybe you want to hit us with
you
some
need a
stuff.
No, 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 I'm fine. You need a Grammy.
Yeah, one day, you know, one day. One day when I get there, you know.
When you get there, you in. Now I do poetry, man.
Yeah, you do poetry.
Yeah, I prefer poetry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, what type of poetry exactly?
I'm a blues man, so obviously emotional.
Come yeah.
On. Not a question. But the good emotional things, like the deep emotional things.
So, like, what spikes, okay, what causes you to usually write? What motivates you? Do you just, like, randomly start writing poetry? Maybe it's attached to certain feelings, or is it just, like, yeah?
Well, now I just randomly write.
Yeah.
Before it was when I used to feel down. I used to just get a book and write and write and write. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but now it's like, you know, I just randomly write. And that's about it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Do you do poetry?
No, I don't do poetry. Okay. Well, rap is some form of poetry, but I don't do that often because, like...
It's also your best bar, man.
I told you, man, I'm not good at freestyles. I'm still, learning, freestyle. Bro. My best bar? I don't know what is bar. My best bar.
Bar one.
Okay. Bar one. I didn't see that one coming. So, like, you know what? I might, you know, depending on when next you see me on this live and who I am, if I happen to be with you on this live, you know, I'll remind you, hey, guys, remember last time the blues man said I'm going to sit you with my best bar? So I'll go and search for all my, you know, old lyrics if I can find them. Yeah, then, you know, you'll hear my best bar. But for now, it's like, you know, it's like low-key, you know what I'm saying?
I actually have a question now.
Yeah.
In fact, I want you guys to comment. This is a very good question.
Yeah.
So, what is wrong in a rapper?
What is wrong in a rapper?
For the females, what is wrong in a rapper?
As in, what is wrong in a rapper?
No, because most females like saying they don't like...
rappers.
Yeah, you know?
Honestly, I wish I could answer that, but I can't because I think only the ladies can answer that. What is wrong in
okay, we need the lady in me to come out. So, Lori! I'm actually I'm joking. I'm yeah. Like, there's no lady. I'm a blues man. And it says man.
Yeah,
that is not blues man. It's blues man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's keep it that way. But that's actually interesting for me.
Yeah.
I want to see the comments. Like,
I think most of the times, apart from obviously rappers included, but most of the times I've heard ladies saying that they don't like DJs.
Yo. Okay, DJ. Yeah, that is
yeah. I don't know. Maybe because of the image that rappers portray, or they've been portrayed in for a while, that ladies don't want rappers. Because, like, for myself, obviously, apart from the people that are, you know, like making it and doing it good out there.
Yeah.
You know, when you see like people that aspire to be rappers, upcoming people that are like around you, you don't see much actually.
Yeah, I actually don't. If yeah. I ask you, would you date a model?
Would I date a model?
I think that's the. But there is female DJs. Come on, man. Like, okay, yeah, carry on.
Okay. What is all this about? Would I date a model? Maybe, yeah. Maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe not. No, I'm trying to figure out.
Let's just leave it in the air.
Because I saw a post. Yo, this post made me offended, but I'm fine now. But I saw a post specifically that said, boys who play guitar knows how to play with the girl's feeling.
Oh, cause you got the.
So I was just scrolling through Instagram, and then I was like, oh, you know when you're shocked, you oh, you know, it's not like, yeah. It's like oh, because you shocked, you know.
Yeah.
So it was, yo, my heart was beating so quick. I'm thinking, nah, man, no one must see this post. I promise you, I reported the post.
Yeah.
Because that's not right. Nah, that's not well, right. It's like saying a guy that plays drums is a drama queen. Are you a drama queen?
But how does that even work?
I don't know. But one interesting thing I figured out is that when you meet someone, why is it for a guy? Just for the listeners, it's very interesting. So if the listener is a female, I know the answer, but I want you to answer.
Oh, well, okay.
I know the answer to me. I don't
to
know.
To you, you don't know. Okay, I get what
I'm
you're
the blues
saying.
Man and you the dues man. Yeah. So dues man, that's actually a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Yeah, I'm singing. Okay, I'll explain to you. That's a blues term.
Yeah.
The dues. So if I'm singing the dues, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, in terms of a guy, why does a guy, I think it was asked on a show before.
Yeah.
Not a live before, not a show. And it was stated, why do guys have this thing of them that a girl, it feels like we are competing for a girl.
Competing amongst us
for a girl. I don't know how to ask it properly because I'm not a female. I don't know how to see it. But I heard a question before that's, why do guys look like they're competing for a girl? Honestly, do you think we compete actually for a girl?
I wouldn't say, honestly.
Yeah.
It depends. Like,
I don't know.
It's not necessarily competing for the girl, but I'm like battling to put it in one, you know, one picture.
Yeah.
Because this thing is like very broad. So, okay, maybe we do compete for girls, but it's not like, it's just in a sense that, you know, it depends on the guys, but like, I don't know, some are trying to prove themselves.
Actually.
And sometimes it may be the case that they're not competing for a girl, but let's say I like a girl. And I think she's proper for me. So I go and start speaking to her. And another person is also interested, or maybe just trying to blow me off, blow my chances off.
Yeah.
He's going to go for the same person. So I don't know. Like but competing. Now,
have you ever been in a situation where you like a girl?
Yeah.
And your close friend likes the same girl?
A couple of times, yeah.
Let me tell you a story now. It was in 2016, July, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I told my best friend at the time, I like this girl.
Yeah.
He told me he likes the other one. And then it was all going on and going on. We didn't actually speak to them, but we were friends.
Yeah.
But we didn't, you know, like people you talk to. Only. Yeah. So that was basically it. And then my best friend's older brother asked us to whisper in his ear because one of the girls heard that I like the one.
Yeah.
So now the older brother is saying we must whisper in his ear which girl we like. So I'm all confident because I'm thinking, not my friend knows what. Like, let me go tell his brother. Go tell his brother. I was spending I won't say the name.
Yeah.
Said, cha 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 cha. Yeah. And then my best friend goes to his brother and also whispers, cha 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 cha.
Yo.
And, okay, what do you do in that situation?
I don't think there's much you can do. You can probably just see where you stand with that person, how much of a chance you have. But otherwise, it's like, because, you know, I don't know, it's a thing of guys, like, that's why it's like, okay, depending on your circle, if it's people that you really trust, then it most likely won't happen. But with guys, like, even when you, like, introduce your significant other, if I can say, they have this thing of, you know, they start talking and then all of a sudden they're catching feelings for each other, and next thing your person is gone.
But this is actually an interesting topic because...
yeah.
What do
you do?
What do you do? Because, like, if you and your friend like the same person,
yeah,
do you basically sit back or...
I think you guys should talk it out. First of all, it depends on how the whole thing played out. So basically, if, for example, you guys know this girl and maybe you came up first and told him that you liked her.
Yeah.
But because he's your friend, it's his responsibility whether he likes her or not to back off. Unless you both discuss, okay, we both like this girl. Then what do you do?
What if? Let's say you like the same girl I like. And then we talk about it.
Yeah.
And I lie to you. I'm like, you know what, bro? You can go. It's okay. I'll sit back, man. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then you actually go.
Yeah.
And then now I'm getting angry because I told you to go. And then it affects us.
Nah, that's not cool. Because we discussed it. If you don't want something, mention it up front. Don't now tell me, okay, dude, it's cool, you can go. Because now you catching feelings, the relationship between me and you is broken because of a girl, which, by the way, shouldn't have happened in the first place. And now you just look stupid.
No, guys are stupid.
Yeah, not really, but...
No, let me tell you why I say that. Let me tell you why I say that.
Yeah.
So, when you meet a girl for the first time, do you think about future or now?
I'm going to be straight up with you. From the point of view of a guy... The future, we do think about it, but not at that exact moment. You first see the physical features at the moment.
That's true. But now let me tell you guys something now. Did you know a guy... Oh, guys are going to beat me up. Did you know a guy knows whether he's going to last with a girl or not?
But yeah, from the get-go.
Yeah, but if he gets into that relationship, knowing that he's not going to last, doesn't that make a guy stupid? Because he's going to get hurt too.
You know,
thinking you're benefiting, but at the end,
yeah, like from what I know, and yeah, some stuff that happens in life. When a guy, obviously going into a relationship, you can tell the qualities of the person. You know where you stand, where you are in that point, at that moment, and you can tell. Okay, this girl is, you know, wife material, or this girl
not
is
material.
Girlfriend material.
I'm gonna and punch
all,
you, man.
By the way, all girls should be wife material. I'm not saying
not
they
material.
Aren't.
Material.
I'm not saying. No, what do you mean not material? Wife-like. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Wife material, wife-like is the same thing.
If it wasn't for like the social distancing thing, man.
I'm not objectifying them.
No,
so
I get you. I'm just the...
Yeah, this is the blues, man.
Yeah.
So, like I said...
Press that button. Yeah, the button.
Like I said, from the beginning, you know already where you stand with the person. And you know where you are. Mostly it has to do with the guy himself and not necessarily the girl. He knows whether he wants something serious and he knows from the beginning. So when he's playing with you, it's not that when something happens eventually and you find out, it's not that he didn't know and it happened spontaneously. He knew that he liked you, but only to a certain degree.
He knew.
Yeah.
Now do you agree with me? With the statement you tried to say no.
Which statement?
That statement. I'm not going to look at you. I'm looking at the people there.
I'm trying to remember. I don't...
Okay, when I said guys are stupid.
No, but it's not that they're stupid. It's that... Okay. You know what? Let's just drop this conversation and we'll carry on for, you know, another time because unfortunately...
We have to carry on,
No, unfortunately, we have to leave. This was actually kind of fun. But yeah, so the blues men, where can they catch us?
Oh, the blues men. You meaning me or us?
Where can they catch Active FM?
Oh, Active FM. They can catch us on www.activefm.co.za.
Yeah.
And Instagram, ActiveFM777. You know? Number of heaven. Ooh, that's a bar.
Okay, so you can also catch us on Twitter, which is at ActiveFM. We are on Facebook, which is /ActiveFM777. You can also get us where else? On YouTube. We are on YouTube, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, what other platforms did we miss?
Definitely. Did you talk about that bird? That blue bird that you sit on and go... Tee, 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 tee.
Yeah, I did mention Twitter. Okay, I think that is it.
Yeah, no, that's it. And
that's it.
You and I, where can they catch you?
Me, you can catch me on Facebook. You can catch me on Instagram. Yeah.
Ah, can catch him on Instagram, Facebook, and that. You didn't say where.
Yeah.
Go catch him.
So on, I don't know. Like for me, it's like saying all these stuff is a long process. But anyway, you can get me on Facebook. I go by my name's Gloiretina, GloireTina, and you can get me on Instagram, which is at justgloire_. And yeah, you know the spelling already. So.
Oh, that's brilliant. I'll follow you.
Cool, man. And where can they catch you?
You can catch me at my house.
Yeah?
In the fridge. That's where the food at.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see you. I see you dropping bars. Yeah.
Instagram, I'm not really Facebook, but Musa Nkosi Ngwenya. Well, Musa Ngwenya.
Yeah.
Nkosi Emmanuel Ngwenya.
Musa Ngwenya that likes my Gwenya.
I actually like Gwenyas, but I. But Instagram, you can catch me on Bluesman888. The E is a 3. Oh, that's a bomb.
Yeah.
So Bluesman888, the E is the 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you can catch me.
Okay, this is it from us.
The fridge.
Yeah. So this is it from us. We are signing out.
Signing out. I just signed the paper and I'm out.
Yeah. Resigning.
It's a blues world, man. You got me going. You got me going crazy. Something about you. Your love is so amazing. And I know that you everything I need. Word brings me to life. Your word brings me to life. Like a cloud by day, like a fire by night. You'll win me all the way. You'll win me all the way. Like a cloud by day, like a fire by night. You'll win me all the way. You'll win me all the way. I know that you'll be everything I need. Word brings me to life. Your word brings me to life. No matter where bring you to life and make me brand new. Can't change you. Be brand new. Can't change you. Be brand new. When I don't know what to say, and I don't know what to do, everything is falling down, I know you get me through, even with my broken heart, every bit is torn apart, I know I can look to you, oh. I know that you'll be everything I need, word brings me to life, your word brings me to life, no matter where I go, I'll give you control, word brings me to life, your word brings me to life. But they can't change you. And I love when you speak, cause you speak the truth. Can't change you. You brand new. Can't change you. You brand new. Active FM. Radio has never been better.